In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So here's what's happened. Private equity is officially in college athletics.
Yeah.
There is one school that has broken the seal.
Yes.
Jace.
They have
accepted a deal.
They've sold
$500 million in capital.
They sold their athletic department.
They did. They absolutely did. And that university is. Is it Oregon? Is it Oregon State? The university of Utah.
The Utes.
The Utes. Yep. Very interesting. Like, if I were to guess before today who would have the first big private equity deal for $500 million, Utah would not be who I would guess.
No, I wouldn't think that, but it makes sense. You're in the Big 12, so you don't have the funding that the Big 10 and the SEC have. 30-ish million as opposed to 80 and going up. You're now competing against your rival in BYU that has more money than you. You're competing against Texas Tech, who has more money than most people. And there's really not a way for you, in theory, to kind of keep up with the Joneses. And this is a way to keep up with the Joneses and then some.
So here's, this is from Ross Dellinger. Here's how it'll work. The new venture, and by the way, he's with Yahoo Sports.
Yeah.
The new venture is expected to generate as much or more than $500 million in capital for Utah. A groundbreaking and innovative move that may pave the way for more schools and conferences to pursue such a concept. Finalization of the project is expected soon, pending authorization from the Board of Trustees at Utah. The board is granting the university permission to move forward with the agreement with Otro Capital, which is a New York-based sports private equity firm. At the center of the project is the creation of a private, independent offshoot of the athletic department, entitled Utah Brands and Entertainment, LLC, in a first-of-its-kind partnership between a university athletic department and an equity partner. An executive team from Otro Capital, combined with athletics department personnel, will lead the creation and operation of the new company, which will live within the university's foundation. The university retains majority ownership and decision-making authority of Utah Brand and Entertainment, Otro marries the capital infusion with a team of experienced operators. A president from outside the university will preside over the company and report to a board, which will be chaired by Utah AD Mark Harlan, with seats for trustees and Otro executives.
And now boosters as well have an opportunity to buy into this company. So basically, look, to cut all through this crap, the university will maintain final decision. There will be a bunch of rich people with the idea of making money, a bunch of boosters now who will have a seat at the table, will have a vote as well. So a bunch of rich people, a bunch of boosters will now get together and they will run everything from ticket sales, media rights, stadium events, stadium branding, concessions, trademark and licensing matters. This will turn into one giant money-making operation. There'll be another arm set up, it sounds like, to basically create an investment fund. that will spit out money every year for NIL because it's harder and harder to go back to the donors and finding ways to come up with 10, 15, 20 million in NIL money every year. So there will be an investment fund that goes along with that. And everything now at Utah essentially is going to be, how can we maximize money to pay our players and keep up with the Joneses? And I guess you can say that they keep final say, they keep final control, and that's a good thing. Because you would think that provides some safeguards, but you know, when's the last time private equity entered something and this ended up being good for the entity? That's usually not what private equity does. The only thing that gives me somewhat hope in this is this Oro Capital and the boosters that are becoming parts of it. Yes, this will be about making money, but these are also people that want Utah to succeed. This is going to be, yes, we want to make money, but I'm guessing this isn't, let's try to squeeze every dollar out of this. This is Phil Knight saying, and Phil Knight basically has owned Oregon Athletics for 30 years. He just has not been the official owner. So yes, while they're going to need to make money to make some of theirs back, they're going to need to make money to fund the NIL and the revenue sharing for the University of Utah. I don't believe that this group is going to be the type that sacrifices wins for the sake of putting an extra few dollars because it's made up of Utah boosters. This isn't like a bunch of strangers from Florida. These are all rich guys that have a interest in Utah being successful on and off the field and court. So I don't, while I think this is creepy, I think this is kind of a dangerous way to go. I don't think it's the doomsday scenario that some are making it out to be.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of fall somewhere in the middle on this. I mean, I've been lamenting for a while now that I just feel like athletic department people and ADs are very poor at balancing budgets and running a multi-million dollar business, which is essentially what college football is.
Yes.
They're terrible at it.
Yeah.
Like, this was fine back in 1980, mm-hmm. but now these people, I just feel like they're completely out of their league yeah. with pairing them with running what college football has become. So I guess my question then would be, why not these bros? I think these deals come down to things that we'll never know, and that is, what are the relationships with the people involved?
Yeah.
Are the capital investment bros or broettes, are those people wanting all this control? Are they coming in going, oh yeah, we get to run Utah football? That's a problem.
Yeah.
Or are they just wanting to make money? If they're wanting to make money and they can just defer football decisions to people that are smarter than them in that area, you might have a good working relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it just really comes down to the details and who is in that boardroom. You know, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
And then if you get one swinging D in the, like those things, I think the reason why people think that that this type of thing eventually crumbles everything is because I think you get, this is where you enter or insert greed into the discussion.
Sure.
And ultimately, when you, the more money that starts to come out of this, which is going to happen, the more greedy people get. It's human behavior that's stood the test of time.
Yeah.
You can expect it. And so how do you combat against that? Well, is that a better problem to have than the problem you have right now, which is trying to find money for all this stuff?
Yeah.
So it's pick your poison, man.
I still go back to
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If these people were just about trying to squeeze every dollar out of this, I don't think this is the investment you go to. If you have several billion-dollar investment firm. I'm not certain that buying the University of Utah athletic department and then running it on the cheap is the best way to use your money. So someone said, like, we're joking, do they start taking buses to away games? That is not the way to try to make money off of this. This is, again, the two guys that are funding Texas Tech right now. Is this any different, or Phil Knight's the best one? Let's just use Phil Knight, right? How is this any different than what Phil Knight does with Oregon? Outside of Phil Knight gets brand recognition from Nike and he makes money off of that, as opposed to directly making money when Oregon makes money. If Phil Knight got a cut of Oregon's proceeds, as opposed to the Nike stock going up, is there any difference in what this Oro Capital is and what Phil Knight has done for the last 30 years?
Well, is there going to be like companies like Nike that are going to be buying these pieces of athletic departments, or is it going to be an investment
firm? Well, you can't have Nike because Nike's involved, and in, that's why Phil,
exactly,
you can't have that. So again,
so this is going to be a board of directors. It's not just going to be like a person.
The day you should get scared is when a private equity firm with no stake in the university or that team decides to come in and do it. That would scare me. But if you've got, remember Redbird Capital? Remember that group? Mm-hmm. That was run by former Florida State guys that were like, and we'd like to help Florida State. It needs to be that where, yes, I'm going to make money, but my main goal in this is to make a few bucks. And more importantly, I'm trying to get my school to win a national championship. It's weird because we're still not calling these kids professionals and it's still tied to school, and eventually maybe that gets severed. This may be the final fig leaf of student athletes, but this is essentially what you have. It's just making it official.
Yeah.
Boosters run athletic departments, and now they actually have a stake in it because they have real skin in the game because they're signed contracts.
Right, and not only that, if you want to look at the positive view of that, it's like, well, it's now it's on the up and up. Now you put your money where your mouth is.
Yes.
Like, you don't get to have any say in what Oregon football does unless you drop X number of dollars to be on our board with our private equity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's all
kind of, you want a seat at the table,
it's
spend.
It's all on paper now.
Yes.
And so that could be construed as a good thing. Look, you mentioned that this is not maybe the best use of their money. I totally disagree with that. I think that in the big money world, they all see sports as, it's like the crown jewel. There's nothing like it, really. I mean, when you look at what professional sports teams are worth now, the basically college football is the last untapped sports realm that hasn't reached levels that only maybe 50 to 100 people can get into, right? So I think that a lot of these bros and broettes in the private equity world are probably looking at this going, well, hey, we don't know what will happen with college football, but there's sure as hell of a lot of interest in it.
Yeah.
There's major passion behind it. There's tradition. These school brands are some of the biggest brands in our country. Why couldn't college football, if it's got an infusion of capital, why couldn't it become like the NFL and get to NFL-like numbers? I mean, I mentioned this like a freaking year ago. We are going to get to a place where Oregon football has an owner. And just like you just said, they kind of already do.
Yeah.
It's just making it more official. It's becoming more of a business. Mm-hmm. So I get that some people are going to hate that and look at that, and they wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah.
And then other people are looking at this like, well, there's a good part of this too. I just feel like if I had a bunch of money, this would be an interesting way to join a group to get into American sports, because all I'm seeing are $700 million contracts and $5 billion valuations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Paul Allen, or just like, not even Paul Allen. I'm trying to think of like who's the owner of the Padres or the A's? Like that guy.
John Fisher.
That guy is the biggest idiot on the planet. But he owns a baseball team.
Yeah.
You know how much he's worth because he owns a baseball team? He's doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
And he is exponentially growing his net worth to ungodly levels because of that. That's U.S. sports. It's TV. It's kind of the last thing that people still want to watch on live TV. That doesn't seem to really have an expiration date. You may think it does. I don't think it does. I mean, people want to watch it live, and you've got a lot of interest in college football. It's kind of a buy low spot in college football.
If you believe that's where it's going, and you believe that the University of Utah's athletic department is one day going to be, you know, worth $6 billion a la a team.
I think a lot of them are. I don't know about Utah, but I don't know this, but I would imagine that these private equity people don't even care that it's Utah. They just they're buying into the bigger idea that we need to get on the ground floor of this.
Well, these are Utah people. I'll be interested to see what happens when people that have nothing to do with college sports decide to jump into this and see what kind of control they want to assume. Because remember, Utah is saying we have final say. Like we get to decide this, but the private equity firm runs everything else. They run their NIL fund, they run the stadium rights, all of that stuff.
And shouldn't that be a good thing? Like they're business people, like they should know what they're doing more so than an athletic department.
They should.
And some AD.
And as long as the university maintains control and doesn't have a problem telling them to go pound sand, I just don't know many people that think private equity ultimately is good for business, but we'll see what happens here.
I agree with you on that, Suka. Cherry on top of your argument, though, Rob, the cost for a WNBA team, just expansion, is $250 million, and then it's up to about $400 for the most valuable, which I think is the New York Liberty. So that, compared to a college football team, which would you rather get into? I think the answer is obvious.
Yeah, I think
but
it's
again,
a real buy-low spot.
You're not owning a team.
No.
You're running an athletic department. Yeah. Those are two vastly different things.
Yeah, we know where this is going.
Maybe I'm naive. The idea of a university, a publicly funded university, I'm not certain that a university would allow their athletic department to be sold.
Well, they will. So you're not buying the money.
You're not buying something. You're renting operations.
But you're gonna have to. Like, I think that you're at a place where this is the future. That you have to do this if you want to compete. And what university is going to ultimately look at this and go, well, maybe some, but I don't think many of these universities are going to look at this and go, well, we've got to get rid of football because we can't keep up.
Yeah.
No. What they're going to do is they're going to sit down at a table with these bros and they're going to be convinced that, oh my God, we're looking at what?
Yeah.
How much money? Okay, let's do it. And then before you know it, they're all jumping into that same pool. They finally get the structure of the system correct where they make all the billions that they've left on the table for so many years. They get the sport right. I think that college football could eventually rival the NFL in popularity in terms of television, and this is the bet.
Well, if that
there's no guarantee.
If that's it, then you're getting in at the right time.
Well, I want to be in.
And I do think that Utah directly looked at BYU and their spending to Kalani, what they're kicking up from the crumble money and all that for their NIL budget. And I think they looked at what Texas Tech, and by the way, who finished 1-2 in the Big 12 this year, BYU and Texas Tech. And I think I think Utah looked at it and was like, this is only getting worse and we don't have more money coming in.
And their coach is leaving.
And their coach is leaving. So, you know, we've got to do this. And so all of a sudden here's $500 million and there will be other schools. I'll bet you within 3 to 4 months, we've got a dozen schools that have followed this.
100%.
Boise State supposedly was going to be the first to do this, and Utah just jumped the line.
They're all going to do it eventually. Now, when I say Kyle Whittingham's leaving, he has not said.
But we're getting to the end.
But he's close. Yeah. As a matter of fact, some people thought he would be out because he started crying after that K-State game.
Kind of thought they was
like,
done
that's
too.
The greatest game I've ever been a part of.
And,
I'm out.
And I don't think Kyle necessarily loves what this has become either.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.